Grace greetings to all of my friends. Welcome to our podcast. We call it the Deeper Daily version of the podcast. We come to you 9 times a week. 7 of those podcasts are these short varieties, 7, 8, 9 minutes long. Currently looking at the book of Psalms, not chapter by chapter, verse by verse, but just story to story, and looking at these Psalms through the lens of a new covenant and what Jesus has done for us. Those other two drops, by the way, are long sermons. We air one every Sunday and every Wednesday. Our Sunday is a sermon from somewhere in our travels. And then our Wednesday is from our Tuesday evening Bible study in North Georgia, where we're going through the book of John. So there's all kinds of free material. I hope you're taking advantage of it. If you prefer a video version of those long sermons, we don't do a video version of the daily, but we do a video version of the long sermons, and they're available at our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or they are available on video at YouTube. Our page is titled PWM, and I encourage you to subscribe. This week, we will be putting up our YouTube subscribers video. This is just a video I shoot at my house of me telling you what's going on in the ministry and giving you some updates on travel and what's happening in our kids and my wife and I, and just more of a personal look. And that is available to our YouTube subscribers. So go subscribe now, YouTube PWM. Okay, let's get busy in the 46th Psalm today. We're working our way left to right. I'm just enjoying the journey. I just spend some time in each Psalm, see what jumps at me that I might want to bring out, and we've skipped a lot. There's something in every Psalm, to be honest, but I didn't really want to do 150-plus podcasts from the book of Psalms. So rather than doing something from every one, I'm really just trying to take the stuff that really stands out to me or that I just sense that there's something I could or should say in regard to that Psalms to my audience. And so that's why I arrive in the 46th chapter, because some of these are just things I remember hearing growing up, and they're things I used to preach in my early days of ministry. And so I still see them at first glance through an old lens, like, oh, I remember what I would have said about that. I remember how I preached that before. So it's been kind of fun to reevaluate some of those verses and some of those stories. I remember a long time ago being introduced to the concept of a river that sprang up within Jerusalem, and I used to preach that river as a way of escape, because there's a story. And for all that I have ever studied, this is at least somewhat true, that there was a system of conduit, water conduit, aqueduct, I guess you could say, but they were underwater, whereas the Romans would build their aqueducts above ground on like bridges. The Hebrews had some aqueducts that came in beneath the city, and there was supposed to be one that David used, and there's an Old Testament story that talks about these aqueducts being used a little bit, but that David had dug an aqueduct at Jerusalem where he could come in and out of the city. I'm not entirely sure how much he came in and out through it, but there was supposed to be a natural spring that fed the countryside that came from Jerusalem, and I would use that when I would read something like Psalms 46:4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. But since then, I have come to find, well, first of all, I've come to read the Bible less for what it is literally telling me about time, place, history, and geography, and more for what it's telling me about man's condition and about the kingdom of God. So I don't read things demanding that they have a literal explanation any longer. Instead, I realize they have spiritual implications. An example of that is there is a passage in Ezekiel 47, the first 12 verses, where Ezekiel is told by God to measure the river that was flowing out of the temple. Ezekiel sees a temple, and there's a river flowing out of it. And as he measures it, he goes out, say, 1,500 cubits, and the water's to his ankles, and then he goes out, and the water's to his knees, and then he goes out, and the water's to his waist. And the farther he goes, the deeper it gets. And it's waters to swim in. The river just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. I remember reading commentators who, and particularly one whom I followed pretty heavily at the time, who was talking about this literal rebuilt temple in the future millennial reign, where there's a river that flows out of it that brings life to the Dead Sea, and it drops the salt content and all these fish can grow, and then the deserts spring forth with life, and that's going to flow out from this rebuilt temple where Jesus is sitting on the throne. And then I'm just going to say it the way I feel, okay, the way I think. Then I matured into realizing that the Bible has a lot more to tell me than the location of a future physical temple with a river. Instead, it wants to introduce me to the Lamb's Bride, because at the end of Revelation, the Lamb's Bride is the New Jerusalem, a city of God coming down from God out of heaven, and inside of that city is a river that flows, and along her banks are trees whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. In Ezekiel, those leaves heal the people near the river. In Revelation, they heal the whole world. Because what's happening is, as we have a revelation of Jesus, we realize that the leaves of the tree of life are not only for a certain race or a certain people or a certain geographical location. The leaves on the tree of life are for the healing of every single person. That this is not a literal river in a literal city at a literal place and time, but that it is a spiritual river that flows out from the Spirit of God that lives inside of the church, and that everyone that touches those waters can be blessed. So when Psalm 46:4 says there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the city of God is located on Mount Zion in Hebrews 12. You have not come to Sinai, you have come to Zion, to the city of God. That city is you and me. We are resting in the city of God. So Psalms is not trying to tell you about a river that sprang up underneath Jerusalem that had aqueducts that you could sneak in and out of the city that provided life to the countryside. No, it was telling you, it was prophesying of the time when there would be a city of God who was sustained by a river of life. Jesus said in the book of John, "Come unto me. If any man comes to me and drinks of this water, he shall never thirst again, and there shall be living water springing up inside of him." Jesus is fulfilling the prophecy of Psalms 46:4. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. Where is the tabernacle of the Most High God? That would be the key to interpreting that 46th chapter. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God." Or as I've told you lately, the Message Bible says, "Look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood." What a beautiful thing. All right, another psalm tomorrow. See you then. God bless.